This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Delegates to the UN Conference Against Racism brought the meeting to a close on an unscheduled ninth day. They reached compromises on the two highly controversial issues that threatened to wreck the conference. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from Durban.
After all-night negotiations brokered by South Africa, delegates finally reached compromise language on the two most divisive issues, the Middle East and African demands for an apology and reparations for the transatlantic slave trade. On the Middle East, Arab and Islamic delegates were angry they couldn't get a more specific condemnation of Israel's treatment of Palestinians in the occupied territories. The conference was disrupted by the withdrawal of the U.S. and Israeli delegations because of unacceptable criticism of Israel's behavior during the Intifada in the West Bank and Gaza. But after all the haggling, Nasir al-Kidwa, the Palestinian ambassador to the UN, says his delegation finally accepted compromise language because it didn't want to be held responsible for the collapse of the conference.
It wasn't enough for us, and we indicated that repeatedly. In the final analysis, everybody wanted a successful conference. And the mere fact that there was a consensus proves again that the previous withdrawals were wrong, and they represent further isolation to Israel on the international community.
The compromise language expresses, quote, concern for Palestinian treatment under foreign occupation and implicitly endorses demands that Palestinian refugees be permitted to return to their homes. But the document does not contain Arab and Islamic demands that Israel be branded as racist and makes no mention of Zionism. The agreement on slavery included a European acknowledgement that slavery and the slave trade are crimes against humanity and always should have been so. The document also calls on states to take, quote, appropriate measures to halt and reverse the lasting consequences of those practices. That was wording many took as an endorsement of the key African demand for reparations. Ajua Ayatoro, lawyer for the National Coalition for Blacks for Reparations in America, said the language was a victory for African Americans, considering where the issue started at preparatory conferences for the UN meeting.
When we first came to the first PrepCon, they laughed at our issues. They tried to marginalize totally Africa and the African descendants that were struggling around those issues. This document does not speak as strongly to those issues that we would have liked, but yet in the documents, it acknowledges that transatlantic slave trade should have been a crime against humanity.
Although the Mideast and slavery dominated much of the conference, some, like Natana Rula with Human Rights Watch, believe other issues were successfully addressed, even if they weren't included in the final document.
Certainly, attention to refugees and migrants issues has been a huge accomplishment. We also think the whole mobilization of the Dalits or so-called untouchables of South Asia and caste discrimination as an issue, it's on the world agenda.
One delegate from El Salvador said for him, the most important accomplishment is the heightened awareness of the international community at a time when violent acts of racism seem to be on the rise.
One of the most important achievements of the conference is being able to tell the world that you should watch out for all these new ways of racism, and that all societies have to come together in order to put a stop so we can avoid repetition of the tragedies of the past.
Most agree that the greatest achievement here is that conference delegates were able to reach any agreement at all. But given the divisions exposed at this conference, the big question is whether progress can be made toward implementing the recommendations. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Durban.